And now you're not making anything happen. You're just causing what has already happened to be available to you. You know, it's good to know. Remember we talked about that, but it's good to know what I'm doing. You get it? Because ignorance is a problem. Every time you sow, you unlock. Every time you sow, you appropriate the faith. Now, how much are you trying to unlock? How many days you want to be unlocked? Now, I'm gonna tell you when it really get real. Tell you how much you sold them possible when you see them. You ever set numbers? Now you ever set number? You ever set number? All right. Well, how much you sold to them? I'm gonna tell you when it really get real. Tell you when you start sowing for the days you don't see them. Cause you've been sowing on that level you're on.
Yeah.
And it's been working all right for you, right? Mm-hmm. But what level you wanna be on? The next one or this one? You know that you never go to the next level without pushing yourself. You got to literally push yourself almost to the end of yourself. If ain't no push, you ain't really doing nothing. Get it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So that's when they get real. I figured it out. I'm not trying to be deep. I figured it out like a couple weeks ago. Right, so I ain't trying to be deep. Like, well, I've been living in this. No. But I got it. And so he gone for 3 days. So I got my 3 days in. I'm not gonna see him, but I know I'm supposed to do this every day.
Right.
I do what I gotta do. You get it?
Yeah.
That's when it's gonna get real. To see, you are appropriate. When you appropriate something, it's like you set yourself to do it. You get it? Look up the word appropriate. I don't know. Look it up, and I don't know the definition.
Tell Siri, she'll do it for you.
Suitable or proper in circumstances. Take something for one's own use, typically without the owner's permission. Devote money or assets to a special purpose. Devote money or assets to a special purpose.
So now when you appropriate something, so now when you appropriate something, you devoted it to that. Alright, so are you devoted in your seed? Is it convenient seed? Is it when it's convenient? They got a pastor in Alabama, 1 in 12, that flies down here. Could have dropped it in the mail. But he'll fly down here every so often. And come here, they flying from Alabama. He come here, ain't never sat down and eat lunch with Dad. They don't be like, well, come on, ain't gonna eat lunch.
I've seen him do that twice. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You pick it up later. You come out here, apostle here. All right, I'm gonna go out and give him the seed, and he go back and fly back. Yep. Which I thought y'all was sowing when y'all saw him walk through the office. Y'all sowing on Sundays and Wednesdays. But y'all want everybody on next level, huh? Huh? I can hear you.
Yeah.
Next level, or far next level. Mm-hmm. I told me it get real when you got to set amount you sow the apostle when you see him. It get real when you start sowing that on the days you ain't gonna see him. Cause you don't expect to see him ain't no telling you gonna see him tomorrow. You might not see him again till Sunday. Mm-hmm. It gets real when you appropriate for those days you gonna miss. I'm trying to catch y'all up. Seed. Every time you sow seed, right, you're appropriating your faith towards that grace. All right? But every time you sow seed, let me do it again. Every time you sow seed, the seed is the key. So every time you sow seed, you unlock it. Get it? Mm-hmm. Every time. Now you sit down, you don't, you stay locked. Don't ask for no money, though. Don't ask for no increase, because the scripture says, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we ask him for stuff. That's surface, that's you, that's greed, that's self. No, any man lack wisdom. What the wisdom is, or you need money, unlock the gate. Right?
Yep.
And the seed is the key. Mm-hmm. You get it?
Yep.
The seed is the key. So you got to know that. And you have to appropriate. So just remember, he waiting on you. Mm-hmm. So if you take another 10 years to be somebody, it's your fault. I was reading that book, the creativity book, and a woman talking about she got upset because somebody that she had mentored at first or whatever, but she said she realized that it was her fault because she wasn't looking at things the right way. So it took her a little longer. There wasn't nobody but her. You get it? So that next level thing is when you focus your seed. Uh-huh. I ain't gonna see him till Sunday. Let me take care of Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's some next level stuff.
Yes, sir.
I'm just sharing it with you. He don't need nothing from y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that. Y'all already know that. Y'all need to show it. Okay. I need nothing from y'all. All right. What you need?
Okay.
But who need to be unlocked? He free.
Okay.
He free. Well, you can stop coming here today and stop giving. He gonna be okay.
Yep.
The whole church can stop coming. For the rest of his life, if he lived to be 120. I'm trying to let y'all know what kind of time it is. So that grace, boy.
Hey, you seen the synonyms for like appropriate?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
To allocate, assign, a lot, earmark.
To allocate, assign,
a lot,
earmark.
Earmark.
Devote.
And a portion.
And a portion. So now, let's go to the next level. I'm trying to say this without violating, okay? So you've been sowing seeds, right? And you've been dedicating a certain amount, right? Everybody kind of, somewhat, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so that's cool. But now, next level is sowing appropriated seeds. It's just for that. I got a box of money in my own. I just got over time. And I was just doing a bunch of different stuff. And I never spend money crazy. Like, I never, y'all never see me running around in a bunch of new crazy stuff. Like, I buy stuff on my birthday or whatever, but I'm just not that type of nigga. I don't be going to the mall and shopping like that. That's not my thing. If I buy something, I'm buying something I need to use or something like that. You know, always going to be something exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't really, y'all ain't never seen me like, so I had the money just sitting there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? There you go. You know what you think all this for? Said, all right. That's all. I'll just take 50 a day.
See the cup.
There it is. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. That's what that was about. It's appropriating it. Mm-hmm. But it's not. If it's convenient for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're only sowing when it's convenient for you, right? Then you never go through, it's never any pressure. But I'm sure I'm gonna lift weights and lift 10 pounds. It's convenient. But I'll never get any bigger. I'll never get any stronger. I'll just know that I can lift 10. Because it's convenient. It's just comfortable. Right? You wanna get to that next place, uncomfortable, and you appropriated that thing. Alright? Then it's another ball game. And now, you can, alright. Here's how it goes. The measure you meet, what happened?
It's measured unto you.
Alright. Remember 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, but that depends on how much you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving 30. Let me say, ain't nobody gave everything for my sake. They're going to receive 100-fold this time, right? Because they gave everything away, alright? So the measure you meet, be it unto you according to your
faith.
Alright. So could it possibly be that I'm getting glimmers of increase or glimmers of opportunity because I'm sowing when it's easy for me. Could it be because I'm only sowing when it's convenient? That everything else becomes inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
Could that possibly be it?
Yeah.
Could that probably be why I get spurts here because I'm sowing in spurts?
Mm-hmm.
But could it possibly be that if I appropriate my seed, I'll have appropriate income?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's appropriate for this? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the appropriate, because people going to say, well, what's the appropriate amount to pay for this? They ain't going to be talking about no prices. They're going to say, well, what's the appropriate amount? But we'll appropriate. But ain't going to be no appropriation towards you until you appropriate. Now remember, no, change that. you've already been appropriated to. Mm-hmm. You've got the appropriate gift already.
Yeah.
In Jesus. Yeah. In grace. That's very appropriate for everything that we deal with. So now if I would just shake hands and come into agreement, and I come into agreement with the power, where if I put my finger in a socket right now, we both going to get it. I'm not going to get it more than you or less than you. We both got to get it the same. Right? Same principle. Now I can do this. And he gonna be shot. Every time I touch it, and he chop, chop, chop. I can be. Right? Or I can. And so now, see, the Lord told me something today. I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't sorry. The Lord told me something today. The apostolic. I'm gonna tell you the apostolic. Most people sit in the church, and they think the apostolic is a church thing. No, President Obama should be apostolic in the political realm. There should be somebody apostolic in the finance, and there should be somebody apostolic in entertainment. This apostolic is a God thing. Mm-hmm. It's not a church thing, but he uses the church to do it. So what's supposed to happen is, so what's happening every week, like tonight, the apostle comes in and starts downloading. That's what he said in there. Starts dropping the apostolic into you to appropriate towards what you do.
Right.
He said, somebody said, I wish the apostle could have been president. Well, it wouldn't work out because he's not called to be president. Right. He got a higher calling. Yep. Mm-hmm. President need him. He don't need to be president. Mm-hmm. So what's happening now is when you, apostolic, everybody say apostolic.
Apostolic. Right,
so what's happening is now there's a connection. Just imagine you having a literal connection that's connected to your body, that's connected to an apostle. You know, he be talking about, you know, I was in the glory this morning. Well, if I touch the socket, who getting shot? But why he gonna get shot? Because we connected. So just imagine, y'all see the pipeline? Use imagination. You see the pipeline? Connect him right now where he at. So if he's resting, you rest. Increase, you increase. Wisdom. Come on, y'all, catch it. Right. So what he's doing, he's pouring it, but what happens to a lot of people is he's pouring that out to us and trying to download it, but because they only appropriate their faith for church apostolic, it's left in their seats. Mm-hmm. And it never goes to their workplace or in their family because the marriage should be apostolic.
Yep.
You get apostolic really heaven on earth. It's supposed to be that. But because we don't appropriate, we think it's a preacher thing. It's not just for the apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher. It's not just for those. Those are just people he set in place to train and perfect the body. But it's not just for them.
Right.
It's for everything. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing. So this is what he does. He's taking it, connecting to you, and he downloaded it into you. Now stay with me in the computer. He downloaded it. But even when he downloads it, it's on the computer, but it's not ingrained in the computer because it got to be installed. Mm-hmm. All right? Then the process goes, it's a download, then there's a connection, whether it's Wi-Fi and the how about why, then there's a download, then there's an installation process, and they ask you, when you're about to install, let me check everything and make sure I can run this program on this computer. Huh? You ever let me check and make sure. Close all the other programs down. Mm-hmm. If the program shut everything else down.
Yep.
Cause I need full attention.
Yep.
I need full focus. I have a download on my computer, right? I need full close everything else down. That's powerful, ain't it? Mm-hmm. All right, and then close everything else down, and then this is gonna ask you how much memory you got. You got enough space in here? Cause if you don't have enough space, now you need to go. You ever try to download something on your phone to update? Mm-hmm. And your phone ain't got no room, so now I gotta go delete something, right? If I want it bad enough. So now I gotta misappropriate something to get the appropriate download that I want. Are y'all with that? Y'all getting it? So now I download, but before you can install, it's actually about your memory, and then you close everything down. A lot of times, Holy Ghost, ready? Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
A lot of times, it'll some programs will run a check on your computer first before it do it. Search me, oh God, know me, try me. Search, the Holy Spirit searches all things. Yeah, who you thought he was talking about when he said, search me, oh God? That's the Holy Ghost. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to search you, scan you, and they'll probably tell you what's wrong with you. Tell you got enough memory. You ain't got enough memory. You better move some out the way. Mm-hmm. Clean some of them over. That's why we don't listen to everything. We don't read everything. We don't watch everything. We don't talk to everybody. Because it's when it's time to download. I love it. I bought my new laptop. And I souped it up. I paid about $4,000, almost $5,000 for it. And I souped it up because I didn't want no problems. Mm-hmm. When I want to put a program on it, I don't want you asking me how much room I got. I don't want you being slow. I don't want to hook Pro Tools up and it be glitching on. If I want to put Final Cut Pro Tools, Photoshop, if I want to put everybody on there, I want to put it on there and you better run. Mm-hmm. I souped it up for that because I don't want no problems. Mm-hmm. I paid the money. Mm-hmm. I put the money in it. Because I want it. When he downloads, I ain't got no time to be. Just imagine you're in church now. He's trying to give you revelation. The revelation come up, but you can't really take it in. Mm-hmm. So you got to go take a little time and go dump. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you get to the install. So you install it. All right? So finally it's installed. Now what happens when it's installed, all it takes is a click of a button and the program opens. Mm-hmm. And now the program runs. You can function in the program. And then when you get it like you want, we're doing music,
mm-hmm.
and you get something like you want, what you do? It gets saved. Mm-hmm. That file gets saved. Mm-hmm. But ain't no saving.
Mm-hmm.
Connect, download, install. There's a process with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Run the program, get saved. Not you get saved, but others.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Because
to run the program is really the output of it. Mm-hmm. You run the program, then it starts showing up on the screen. Now it's ingrained. It starts showing up on the screen. Then the whole creature waiting for the manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
It starts showing up.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we can go further with bouncing it down. And I'm sure there's a deeper thing to all of that. And then I know sure it gets deeper, but we ain't going to go deep right now. But that's the point. So now, wherever you at, you're supposed to be able to stop it. All right, so I'll say go talk to them kids. Do it. Because they might not have experienced apostolic but by you.
Right.
You get it? They may not know. The people over there where you're working at, the people where we go, they may not have experienced apostolic.
Right.
They may not get it.
Right.
So it's our job to bring what we got. I'm not talking about going to preach. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about being deep. I'm just being. Are we connected?
Yeah.
Yes, are we connected already?
Yeah.
Yes, all right, so because we're connected, we download.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to appropriate, make sure we install it, and make sure we keep the memory clear and all that stuff. But we got a right to program, to be programmed just like him.
Mm-hmm.
We got a right to have the same output.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? And virus protection, the Holy Ghost, virus protection. Brother Jesus, grace and mercy. Oh! And so, but you have to keep yourself, you remember this apostolic. Remember that you're apostolic. So now, remember the lines that we connected to in the holes,
mm-hmm.
that we connected to the apostle? Well, I don't want them to come loose. I don't even want them to be like this. See, shake somebody's hand next to you. Shake somebody's hand next to you. Like hold on to it for a second.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, y'all can shake hands. There you go. Mm-hmm. Hold on to it for a second. Now see, they pull on a little bit, give a little bit. All right, now see, but there's a firmness to that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's death. Brian, boy.
you can't get away
from it. God got you.
Right?
But do it like this. Do it like palm to palm. Just palm to palm.
Oh, your hands.
Now shake it up. We can't even get on rhythm. Shake it, come on. We can almost get on rhythm, but it's still loose.
Feel funny, too.
Nah, it's real gay.
Anything come along and push you from connection. You get it? But if I
friction.
And I hold on to a shaking hand like truth. Mr. John, too.
Can we let go?
So now, you keep connection tight with your seat. You keep connection tight with your, with what we're doing when we're reading these books. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
Lord, y'all get it? That's next level training. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
So when I take the CDs and I'm listening to it, I'm staying connected. When I'm watching LeroyTom.tv, when I'm sending these voice messages to y'all,
yep.
You know, from he gonna come in the morning with something else. Mm-hmm. Lord knows I'm ready.
All
right.
Yeah,
right?
You need to wake up, wait for it.
We're staying
connected.
You see how deep that is, now?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's the heat rock, boy.
He rock.
He was talking about the road that's so found to me.
How much is coming to Commander? Oh, well.
13 now.
13.
The book is 13.
The ebook is
$10.99. Yeah.
And then sometimes you gotta restart for the big program.
Come on.
I'm gonna say restart, so it shuts you down.
Sometimes
you gotta reboot
what you thought.
Reboot.
Sometimes you gotta what's real. You gotta start over.
Then it'll tell you I can't shut down because this program's still open. Hey, that a priest, boy.
You gotta hit the boss quit.
Sometimes you got some updates.
Sometimes it won't quit on its own. That it ain't no download without a connection.
I'm gonna do that with Jensen, and I'm gonna do the one about the flavors.
Yeah.
Because I need to let them know that grace. I found out with grace, man. I found out that we knew this already, but I don't do things to be in right standing with God. Because I'm right standing with God, I do things differently.
Yes.
That's that Matthew with the wives submit to your husband and all that. But it's talking about speaking concerning Christ in the church. Because if I get that, you work back. A lot of times in the Bible, you got to work backwards. Because it'll tell you the thing at the end, but you work backwards. Mm-hmm. And then that last thing, the closing statement, will tell you what the opening argument meant.
Everybody else on the branches,
and they all caught up with all that stuff. So the closing statement. About close statement, make in a case. It tells you what everything was about.
Submission.
You get it?
Submission. I was thinking about, with dad, with money coming to the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the root of the revelation. And therefore, some people getting, like they say, they'll come with a little revelation as far as the money coming. Be like, the Lord told me that.
Much more money coming. Right.
No, I'm saying, the Lord told me to keep sowing. You know, that's just like the surface level of the
thing. Right.
So people getting surface revelation, where dad had got the root of the thing. So therefore, that's why he got the result. He got the result. So while you keep trying to sow and get revelation, it's only getting you deeper to get to the root.
People still don't know him.
Right.
They don't know him. The people in the LTMA, they don't know him.
Wow.
So what he'll do is he'll sow $5,000. Right. Now, he had the revelation money coming before he got money coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you get God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's money coming.
That's money coming.
Right. That's everything coming. Right. Why do you think everything works for him?
Right.
He's a five. So third, say, I got it. I see he got what I want. I'm a sow five. But Thurm didn't catch on to why he was doing five.
Mm-hmm.
Or the reason that he was doing it. So if you don't catch the root,
right.
You can't bear the fruit.
It's not in their mouth, right?
You get it? Yeah. But they don't know him, so a lot of people are trying to do things like him. And I know they like the result. I get it. I'm not. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You can like the result, but you need to love the root.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You need to learn the lesson.
And learn the lesson.
You saw him $5,000 different than him.
$5,000.
Right? And you can have it.
Right.
Yeah, it can be money that you have that you won't miss.
Right.
But if you don't have.
Right. The manifestation will be different too.
So now he's always telling us, always look for the thing that he ain't saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if He's much deeper than this church understands. He's much, much deeper, and his messages are much deeper than they understand. He's actually got to come up a little bit just to talk to them. But I'm cool with it. Talk to me, Reckless, because I get it.
Come up.
He's got to come up out the depths. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm the other way.
Okay.
He got to come up out the root, out the deep root. He got to come up. The other way it'll come down, but he got to come up. So I'm in the shallow water and wade in the shallow water
because
you niggas can't swim.
Yeah, we ain't never going to really hear. Up in here?
Well, no. Well, not in here.
I'm saying in here.
Not in
like,
here.
We ain't never going to really hear what, like, he got really so much in
there. The only time you'll hear it, maybe, is like at the end of services, like Sunday, or like on people getting smart, because I noticed they did it tonight, too.
Yep. Yeah.
You may hear some of that. But see, that heat rock, I've been trying to share that heat rock with y'all. Because that heat rock come in the moments where it's no apprehension. And the heat rock come in the moments when I'm not doing a message. See, he don't even be knowing I be recording. When he know I'm recording, it does something different to him. Not that he changes.
Right.
Yeah. Not like he don't care. But he's aware of the recording.
Yeah.
And so it's not that he's not going to hold anything back, but he's just, now he's preaching. I don't need to preach. I don't need to preach, but I want you to impart. I want you to impart to me. You see what I'm saying? That's where it's at. That's the heat rock.
Yeah, that day when he told you to school him on something, and then it went from Gen South to like Beyond Breakthrough. That's the first time we had Beyond Breakthrough. He was sitting right here.
He's sitting right here.
Yeah. And he was being amazed by himself. He was like, "Oh my God!"
He was like, "Wait, we've been asking for breakthrough. Sitting right here. I wish we could have recorded it. We did record it.
We did.
We got it. I'm gonna send it to you." Well, I'm gonna send it to you soon because he's gonna begin to be on Breakthrough.
Yeah. Like,
he said, you know, and he was talking about young people and unlocking the generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, we've been trying to get Breakthrough. He said, but we got the keys. And I sat there right there and I was like, and the only time I saw Breakthrough was when somebody was stealing. Mm-hmm. The only time Breakthrough was in the Bible was when somebody was stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Thieves coming and breakthrough. And it wasn't even one word. I'm all coming breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
It was always somebody going somewhere they wasn't supposed to go. Well, here we go. Now the enemy got us screaming breakthrough conference.
Wow.
And he's making us think that we don't. It's the opposite of the night.
Right.
He's making us think that it ain't ours. He make you think that you're not worthy.
You don't own it.
So now we making us thieves. He giving us thief language.
What we bring
that's him,
and we trying to steal from ourselves. Put your hand in your pocket and take your own money. Uh-oh.
The last 3 days feel like I don't know crap about nothing.
Hey, bro.
I've been like...
Walking
in my clothes
like...
Me too. I feel like the other day, bro, I was like... He said, because the scripture tonight says... I'm going to take two scriptures. And I'm going to tell you what he said. Y'all heard what he said, but scripture tonight says... I'm the bread of life. Eat from me, you never hunger again.
Mm-hmm.
You never thirst. But the scripture says, they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Mm-hmm. Okay, how I put the two together. He said, the way that you're hungry and thirst is that there's so much more that you can't contain, so you just always want more. It's not about, it didn't say he who is starving and dehydrated.
It's not a lack of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? He's hunger and thirst. You get it? So he said what he was saying was, you know that there's so much more that you keep and expect fresh. You get it? You keep looking for more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking the other day, bro, and like I was in the middle of a meeting, just started talking about me and Darius. It's hard for me to. Y'all better get ready for this part of your life, and you got to learn how to appropriate and how to divide everything up, because you're gonna get to a point to where you can't talk about nothing else. That's how he is. He'll do it to just calm down so he won't weird you out. And so you won't be weirded out around him. But eventually it gets to a point where he can't talk about nothing else. I feel that a little bit. Right? Because it's hard for me not to just go off and start talking about something. But the other day I was walking and I said, boy, I wonder how Jesus felt. Can you imagine that?
With the Lord.
He had the spirit without measure.
And he was the only one. Like we got
and he's the
other.
Only one.
Right.
But he was the only one.
Hey, I found out something last night. Me and Deshaun and Brian was talking. And Divine, I found out something about all of us. Every single one of us. You know, in some way or another, we the black sheep. Think about your life for a second.
You mean our family and stuff?
Yeah. Is it family, people around you, the people you come up with, you the black sheep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm the black sheep. Yeah. I'm the blackest of the black. I'm a tall sheep. Yeah, boy. I already know that.
Automatic on Microsoft Word.
And so you get conversations like, you need to go back and finish school. You get conversations like, you need to do something real with your life. You need to do you get conversations like,
yep.
Why you ain't doing?
Yep.
Right?
Why you
doing those conversations are normal to everybody here, ain't it?
Absolutely.
Why you need to go? You need to find your wife and just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
What's she gonna do?
You're like, no, I ain't doing nothing. I can't be tamed.
I'm a wild beast. Ain't no box.
Out here in the street.
But for real.
My trainer need to start sending better.
And that's what he told us.
What he said?
He's like,
I'm going to say why he said that. What day it was?
No, before he went to Baltimore?
Yeah, he was in Baltimore. I said something because I was trying to get him off my ass. My trainer need to start sending better. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why he said that, because I went up there when the day that I was about to kill that dog, that happened, I'm sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And so he started talking about Jeremiah. And he's sitting next to me, daddy on the other end, he's sitting next to me. He leaned over to me, talking about, man, Montreal, Jeremiah be cold, man. We cut a girl off, he don't even speak to him. And he's just talking about somebody, some girl was in Virginia, whatever, right? And my daddy looked down the table, talking about, you ain't gotta talk to Montreal. He the same. And I say, nah, I say, he'll let Jay a little more raw than me. I'll say, hey or something. Jay be like, so that's why he said that.
Oh,
right, Because they think, everybody thinks that y'all, well, everybody thinks that I'm telling y'all,
don't get married.
I've never told you that.
Nope.
Everybody thinks that y'all not doing something because I'm not doing. And it might possibly be so, but I'm not doing nothing bad.
Nigga, we smart.
Right.
Like I'm not doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing nothing bad. And then everybody thinks that I got y'all doing a bunch of reckless stuff. They really think that.
Well, you got me doing.
But then.
You wouldn't have did it if my child wouldn't have told you. It's all right.
But I just take my
leave. I take my leave.
I do it for my dog. Sherman and Mr. Peabody.
Rick and Morty.
That's how you get out of the house, bro.
Cold.
Cold. Cold. Cold.
Why you computer dirty, bro? Let me get on
your ass. Don't
use
me to get out
the house. I feel like,
why you
so dirty, bro?
Give me a spare.
Why your hand comes so dirty, bro?